cold. It's been unbelievably hot and sweaty in Wiltshire over the last couple of weeks, and we're miles away from the sea. So what better way to cool off than a dip in the River Frome? Well, I've got my cozy on and I'm wild swimming with wild swimmer Rob Fryer. Rob, what exactly is wild swimming?
Wild swimming is definitely not tame swimming, all this sort of chlorine and concrete stuff. It's swimming rivers, lakes, anywhere that's natural.
The water feels cold. How cold is it?
Actually, it is rather cold today, although it's quite a hot day. It's been raining 2 or 3 days ago, so that cools all the water down. But you can still swim in it. I mean, I've been swimming, as you see.
I can see. I mean, looking around, it's a fabulous location. There aren't any lifeguards around. Is it a bit risky
the thing is that there's always risk in life, generally, and obviously there's more risk if you're in a river or a lake. And of course, as this is a river, you can't really fence it off.
For a learner or wannabe wild swimmers, what's probably the best advice?
Well, the best advice, first of all, is a lot of caution and going with somebody who's done it before and a place where a lot of people do swim.
I'm drowned.
We're actually at Farthing District Swimming Club, which is... it's been here for some time, hasn't it?
It's been here since about 1933, yes. Although people swam here before, we swim because we like the countryside, we like the damselflies, we like the beauty of it.
You feel really quite free being outside. I mean, it feels a little bit risky and a little bit sort of naughty somehow, but it's fantastic.
It is actually quite a spiritual experience. I mean, some places are more beautiful than this. I've been to one that's got quite a biblical look about it. But yes, it is a spiritual experience. I think you find you're communing with nature.
So, looking around, the water looks a little bit murky. You don't want to be swimming with your mouth open.
No, your actual dangers from the water, those are the risks, I think are far less than the physical danger, or say somebody jumping in onto clear water has got a rock just below the surface, that kind of thing. Or getting cold. I mean,
I can't actually feel my feet anymore, and actually, I can't actually see my feet.
You probably want to keep moving.
And we're not only the chairman of the swimming club here, but you've also written Rob's Directory of Cool Places, which lists out some of the best swimming places in the country.
Yeah, I got some real ace places. Yes.
What about in Wiltshire? Are there quite a few other places in Wiltshire that you can take the plunge?
Well, there's. First of all, there's Fildene, go to right in the middle of Wiltshire, just up from Amesbury. It's a trout stream, so it's cold, but that's a nice little pool just by in the village, really. Or getting splashed by these lads.
Getting nicely splashed here. It seems like there's great facilities here. You've got changing rooms and...
Well, yes, I don't think they're terribly smart changing rooms. One of the sort of... We found out that nobody in the committee ever uses the toilets or the changing rooms. I don't know what that says about them.